his friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Orla, Minyan Shnas Orla. And we already saw B'siyata D'Shemayin Neflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem in the first two shiurim. Now we will continue B'siyata D'Shemayin again based on what I received from Moriv Rabbi Hagona Gadol, Reb Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita, the Rambam in the ninth parak of Hilchos Maaser Sheni V'Ravai. In Halacha Tes writes, Nimsei Slomit Shanotei Arba V'Arboim Yom Kodim Rosh Hashanah Olso Leishanah. If somebody plans 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, it counts as a year. Ve'afal Pichein Ein Peiros Hanatia Hazos Mutarim Bo'orlo B'Revai. Nevertheless, the Peiros of this planting are not permitted in Orlan Revai, meaning 3 years haven't passed and 4 years haven't passed for Orlan Revai, Ad Chamishosar Yoim B'Shvat, until the 15th of Shvat, Shehu Rosh Hashanah Li Ilan, that this is the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanot, for the trees. That's Halacha Tes. In Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, Nit Natan Bi Yud and Vav Be'av, if he planted it on the 16th of Av, Lo Olsalo Shnas Eser, Mishnas Eser, Lo Olsalo Shnas Eser, Ela Harehu Orla, Shnas Yud Aleph, Vyud Beis, Vyud Gimel Kula, Varehu Neta Revai, Me Rosh Hashanah, Shel Shnas Yud Dalid Ad Sofa. So if he planted it at this time on the 16th of Av, and this holds true for any tree planted between the 16th of Av and Rosh Hashanah, in the 10th year, the 10th year is not reckoned for it. Instead, it is Orla throughout the 11th, 12th, and 13th years, and it is Neta Revai from Rosh Hashanah of the 14th year until its conclusion. So from the 15th of Av before, so then, and before, so he's Beseder, that counts for a year. But if he planted from the 16th of Av, then it doesn't count for a year. That's the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph. And then the Rambam goes weiter in Halacha Yud Beis, and the Rambam says that Notan Atiyah Merosh Chodesh Tishrei Ad Tu B'Shvat, if one planted the tree between the 1st of Tishrei and the 15th of Shvat, Moinela Shalosh Shanim Miyom Liyom Leorla U'Miyom Liyom Lerevai, he should then count 3 years from day to day for Orla, and 4 years from day to day for Neta Revai. V'ra'isi l'ga'onim dvarim cheshbon orla u'revai, ein roi l'harich l'hashiv aleim, u'bevadei toso from him v'emes kvar b'yarnu darka. I have seen ga'onim who have a different approach regarding the reckoning of Orla Neta Revai. It is not appropriate to elaborate in rebuttal of them. Theirs is a scholarly error, and we have already outlined the true path. Azoi zokt der Heiligen Rambam. So, now let's see. That the Rambam writes in Halacha Tes, that if he planted it more than 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, you count until Tu B'Shvat. So from a cursory reading of the Rambam, it would appear that this is a Din Torah. In Pashtus, the Rambam is holding that this is a Din Torah. That it's not a din derabbanan, but min haTorah, if you planted it, that you have these 44 days, and it makes a lot of sense based on what we said in the earlier shiurim, because the Rambam paskins in the third parak of Shemitah V'Yovel and Halacha Zayin, like Rabbi Akiva, that a netia is called a netia only for a year, and then afterwards it becomes an ilan. So remember, what's the Rosh Hashanah for netios? Rosh Hashanah. What's the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos? Tu B'Shvat. So here the Rambam is saying that the Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Tu B'Shvat. Why? Because it's not a Netiyah. Netiyah, if it's a sapling, the Rosh Hashanah is going to be Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei, what we call Rosh Hashanah. But the Rambam says that the Rosh Hashanah, if you've planned 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam says that the Rosh Hashanah is when? Tu B'Shvat. Why? Because it's no longer a Netiyah. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, it's a Netiyah for the first year, and then Vayter, it's no longer a Netiyah, it's an Ilan. Since it's an Ilan, Memela makes sense that the Rosh Hashanah is going to be and and Tu Bishvat, because Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilanos, as we explained in Rashi. However, according to this, we have to, in the previous year, according to this, we have to understand what he writes in Halacha Yud Aleph, that if he plants it less than 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, you count 3 full years until Rosh Hashanah. Since we pass like Rabbi Akiva that a netiyah is only a year, a sapling that's up to a year old, and from here on in it's a tree, so what's pshat with Rosh Hashanah? It's no longer, you're not counting Rosh Hashanah anymore. After the first Rosh Hashanah, it's no longer a year old, it's no longer Bas Shnasa. It's already now in its second year. So Memela is an Ilan. If it's an Ilan, then Rosh Hashanah should be Tu Bishvat. So how can the Rambam say that, that no, if you plant it within 44 days of Rosh Hashanah, so then the Rosh Hashanah is going to be, the Orla is going to end at Rosh Hashanah in 3 years and a few days or a few weeks, whatever it is. Mapetom, according to the Rambam, according to our understanding, it's an Ilan. And if it's an Ilan, then the Rosh Hashanah is going to be Tu Bishvat. We also have to understand what the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Beis, Shekol Shenata Achar Rosh Hashanah, if he plants it after Rosh Hashanah, we do 3 years from Yom Liyom. Mapetom, he paskins like Rabbi Akiva. So you should be waiting until Tu Bishvat. Where does the Rambam get you from Yom Liyom? You have to have 3 Tu Bishvats passing you by, not Miyom Liyom. Where does the Rambam get that from? So it's a very shver Rambam, very hard to understand. We also have to understand that the Rambam doesn't explain b'hilchosav what's going to be the din when he planted after Tu Bishvat. Because Halacha Yud Beis, he talks about planting it from Rosh Hashanah until Tu Bishvat. So the Chor would appear that if he plants it after Tu Bishvat, the Rambam would be modeh that you have to wait until Tu Bishvat. So then we have to understand what's the difference between planting it before Tu Bishvat and after Tu Bishvat. If you plant it after Tu Bishvat, then the Rosh Hashanah is Tu Bishvat. For this Ilan, you count the Orla Lefi Tu Bishvat. And if you plant it before Tu Bishvat, from Rosh Hashanah until Tu Bishvat, then it's Miyom Liyom. Where does the Rambam get that from? Very hard to understand. It's an Ilan, so it should be Tu Bishvat. It's not. It's no longer an Atiyah. And where does Bechlali get Miyom Liyom? It's a Chiddush Gadol Me'od. So, okay, so that's just the Rambam. And Mimir Tzashem, we still have, we promised that there are 7 shittas. We're shown them here. So, thus far we've seen shittas Rashi, so shittas Balam Or, now we have shittas Rambam, and there's still a number of other shittas to discuss, and I hope that God gives us health and life, and that we'll be able to get into those in the future. Mir Tashem. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.